It's Monday the 13th of October, and I'm Alec Hogg, and here's my daily message for BizNews Premium members. Quite a lot to get through today, so let me start off with the one that I guess might disappoint some people, but I hope it's actually going to make you excited in the longer term. You'll recall that last week I was terribly excited because we debuted on ENCA with a 7:30 show. I had one person who cancelled their subscription as a result of it. They weren't happy with our partnership with ENCA, and maybe they needed to just wait for a week, because what's happened is this. You never really know until you do something practically what the impact is going to be. And as much as the ENCA guys are great, I mean, they are a fabulous team. They've been so supportive, so helpful. And Bronwyn and I, well, Bronwyn mostly, put an enormous amount of energy and effort into it. From the BizNews perspective, it was just a bridge too far. The ENCA team does serve a somewhat different audience to the one that we serve. They were looking for something a little different to what we are producing day by day. And as a consequence, putting together a show for them meant a whole new project. Now, that wasn't something that had resonated or struck me to begin with, certainly not doing it on risk. Add to that our production team are pretty fully employed anyway, and the enthusiasm that we had for the project got us to a point where maybe it took over common sense. It's always as easy with hindsight, but we should have planned better, I guess. We should have put more resources aside and also weighed it up compared with everything else that we're doing. And we've come to the conclusion with great regret that we are not going to continue with ENCA. And it was made easier by the fact that we had all of those General Mkhwanazi disclosures last week with the ad hoc committee to Parliament. So obviously, ENCA was running the live feed at the time that the BizNews show was supposed to go out. Now, thank heavens that they never put the BizNews show in there. In other words, blocked Mkhwanazi's testimony for us, because that would have been just, well, horrific. The whole nation's busy watching Mkhwanazi, and then you get this thing coming from the side on business. So we're very grateful that they did this, but it also helped us to produce four shows and to see what was entailed in it. And what was entailed was just far, far more than we anticipated, and very costly for us as well. So we've taken a decision that we are withdrawing. We're downing tools. We'll have a look at it. We'll plan perhaps better next time. We will have an engagement at some point in the future with ENCA when it makes sense. But for the moment, we're withdrawing from it, and there will be no ENCA show at 7:30 in the evenings. But it goes further. So I started off by looking more deeply at the resources needed to produce that, and then went into our BizNews briefing, which we've been doing for 14 months. And the latest data on BizNews briefing gave me great pause. Now, I'm sharing this with you because you can understand why we are also not continuing with BizNews briefing. We were getting about 1.2, 1.3 million views of the briefing product over a month. That's a big chunk. It was about 20% of the total views, sometimes 22% of the total views that we have on the BizNews TV channel. It's crazy. I mean, this channel is just so big. And when you're getting into so many millions of views, and you know, some months comfortably over a million individual unique viewers, it's a phenomenon, BizNews TV, and that was the first thing that I had to think about. But In the last 2 months, there's been a sharp decline in the number of views of BizNews Briefing. And when I say sharp, you're talking about almost 50%. And that tells me that despite the very best efforts that Bronwyn and I have had, the appetite, the appeal of the product is not what it used to be. Now, there's a distinct possibility that people are getting the news, general news, from many different sources in South Africa, and that Briefing is one of those sources. Now, for our community, for our tribe, of course, they love the stuff that we produce for them. But on the other hand, if there are many alternatives, it's like there's a book called Blue Ocean Strategy, and it's a very good book written by a couple of guys at INSEAD University, and they say you should be trying to swim where there aren't other people swimming. And when you swim in an area where it's overcrowded, they call that a red ocean. And so the production of news in South Africa is very much a red ocean. TV news, news on audio, etc. And so we've always done best at BizNews. We've got a sustainable business because we don't play in the red ocean. We don't compete for airtime, your eyeballs, your attention, the tribe's interest, where everybody else is playing. Sometimes we think we can do better, but when there's so many people there to make it commercially viable in an already transforming industry, you have to be sure that you're playing in the blue oceans, not in the red ones. And when we assessed that it was taking about 50% of our time, so think of this, 50% of our broadcasting time was going into a product that was generating 17% of our views, and that the average per episode view was about 40% lower than the average for other or non-BizNews Briefing views, it's actually quite an easy decision. And that decision is we are terminating BizNews Briefing and allocating those resources to bring you more original long-form content that people in our tribe and our community love the most. It was quite interesting because the first example of this was my interview yesterday with Paul O'Sullivan, which I was able to do instead of focusing on putting a briefing together for this morning. And Paul O'Sullivan's interview has been watched, as of now, 80,000 times with an average view of 21 minutes and 26 seconds. Now, that's kind of off the charts. I mean, that's a total engagement of 28,000 hours. But the average view on BizNews generally, and we're very good at in this area, is around 8 minutes. So the Paul O'Sullivan interview is more than 20 minutes, which tells you, hang on, you're hitting into something there that your community loves, and we're going to be doing more of that for you in future. Okay. So that's the story on that side. Talking about Paul O'Sullivan, it was a fascinating interview yesterday. I asked him about all the pressure points, or so I thought. And then there was a tweet on X from a guy that I interviewed previously called Mike Miller from Mantengo. It used to be called Mantengo Mining. It's now called Mantengo. And it was a very interesting story that Mike Miller told at that stage, where he claimed that Zunaid Morty, who's a property developer well known in Johannesburg from a super wealthy family from the northern part of the country, I think Limpopo is where they originally come from, and that the Mortys, this Zunaid Morty, had been trying to, according to Mike Miller, been trying to manipulate the share price of Mantengo to take over the company on the cheap. That's his allegation. Morty, from his side, says it's a lot of bunk and it doesn't mean anything. And Paul O'Sullivan actually came on to BizNews TV to say as much. Well, after the interview with Paul O'Sullivan yesterday, where he attacked General Mkhwanazi, who he alleges, Paul alleges, is part of a cabal that plunders the crime intelligence slush fund of $600 million. And there's quite a bit of evidence that the crime intelligence $600 million rand, no need to disclose what we're spending it on fund, is being used in, let's call it, interesting ways. It made quite a lot of sense to me. But now, so Mike Miller then writes and he says, don't believe a word of Paul, he's a sellout. And he sold out to a criminal enterprise, which he says, Mike Miller says, is Zunaid Motti's organization. Anyway, there have been legal letters and legal suits and they've been in court and Miller's lost a few of those cases and the FSCA has ruled against him. Undeterred, I invited him to come on to BizNews TV this morning. He wanted Paul O'Sullivan there. I invited Paul O'Sullivan as well. He declined, but he did send me quite a lot of questions that he suggested that I ask Mike Miller. And we had a most fascinating hour. It is being processed now by the team. It'll be up on BizNews TV later this afternoon. And I have no doubt, just like the O'Sullivan interview, this one is going to attract your attention. Interesting times we're in. Fascinating job I've got. Until tomorrow, cheerio.